running late due to some personal issue. So he's just asked us if we could facilitate for members to go through it. Could we do that now?
the bill. So I will ask the pastor to look a space if we can have a space and meet. I will ask the honored member always be
I think can the secretary explain the process so that we understand what we are on standby on, what case, whose case it is, and then he would also explain the, if it says the requirements of whatever the ACT procedure, the rules are saying, so that we clear, because and what necessitate this request. I think it's important to that it plays properly on record. So, because also we still have to go and get special permission on the sitting, because this thing is not on the program itself, that kind of thing. So that also parties are able to explain to their party leaders, what is the critical.
Yes, thank you, Chief. The Criminal Law Sexual Offences Amendment Bill has a constitutional deadline of 5th of August. So the committee, ideally Parliament, would want to adopt the bill before that time. So our next available plenaries are the 23rd of June and then the 28th of July. The House would ideally want us to adopt sooner rather than leave it to the last plenary in case anything changes in terms of the parliamentary program. So our situation would then be to meet after plenary tomorrow, because at the moment the NA is busy adopting the sexual offences bill, so it hasn't been referred to the NCOP yet. So we can only report once it has been referred to the NCOP, and that will only be this evening. Hence the meeting tomorrow would be the earliest to consider the bill and adopt it. It is a Section 75 bill, and we would need majority of permanent members present, no alternate, and it would pass by, so it would be six members, and it would be passed by majority of members in favor of the bill.
Just to then say the filler on the 28th of July, just to emphasize what Secretary is saying, the 28th July plenary is question. So normally when it's questions, there's no other business on the board of paper. So we are just pressed for the Tuesday plenary, which is the 23rd, to get the bill to meet the court order obligation of the 5th of August. So hence the request, I think, to members that let's find time and process the special request for the sitting tomorrow, before our committee is sitting tomorrow on this item only. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jack. Taking into consideration the explanation provided to us by the secretary and all the dynamics, Chair Wan wanted to suggest that we shouldn't say we should be flexible. Let's agree that tomorrow at lunch the meeting will sit and talk to you at lunch. That was my suggestion.
I think you are right, Jose, because the slides I'm talking about is today. Yes.
Even if the strategy was going to be there, I was not going to buy on it, because this is a mandate of the committee, of which is an NCOP mandate that we need to do. I don't think the strategy is an NCOP mandate.
Thank you very much, Jose. Okay, thank you, honorable member. Thank you very much for this cooperation.
Oh,
sorry. Honorable Jura.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just worried. We need to have 6 members present of this committee, not alternates. And we are exactly 6. Because the chief is not here. Maaf is not here. I don't know where Wana is. Honorable Wana is. Honorable Mukwele and Honorable Sang. Can we please find out where they are and make sure that they also get this message? Thank you. Yeah, then if they don't come, I'll leave. I'm tired of making up calls.
You're going to be as red as your tie.
Thank you very much, honorable member. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
I agree with you.